This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban fighters in Afghanistan said on Wednesday they have taken control of an important border crossing with Pakistan, the latest trading town they have seized as they make advances after the withdrawal of U.S.-led international forces. But Afghan officials say government forces pushed back the Taliban fighters and were in control of the border district in the Kandahar province. The post is an important crossing on the border of landlocked Afghanistan and Pakistan, linking the southern Afghan city of Kandahar to Pakistani ports. Afghan government data shows about 900 trucks cross the frontier there every day. The Taliban, fighting to expel foreign forces and defeat the U.S.-backed government in Kabul since they were ousted in 2001, have in recent days seized four northern and western border crossings as they capture territory from government forces. A coronavirus cluster at a Japanese hotel where dozens of Brazilian Olympic team members are staying has raised new concern about infections at what the world's top Olympics official promised on Wednesday would be at a historic Games. Just over a week before the opening ceremony, new cases linked to the Games and spiking infections in the host city highlight the risks of staging the world's biggest sports event during a pandemic, even without spectators in sports venues. A local official says seven staff at a hotel southwest of Tokyo tested positive for the coronavirus, but a 31-strong Brazilian Olympic delegation, which includes judo athletes, are said to be in a so-called bubble in the hotel and separated from other guests and have not been infected. The host city, Tokyo, also recorded more than 1,000 new COVID cases on Wednesday, the most in nearly 6 months. This is VOA News. Unrest raged in South Africa on Wednesday for the sixth day running, stoking fears of food and fuel shortages and disruption to farming, manufacturing, and oil refining. The government says 72 people have died and more than 1,200 people have been arrested since former President Jacob Zuma began a 15-month jail term, sparking protests that swiftly turned violent. Looting has hit supply chains and transport links in areas including the Johannesburg region. South Africa's largest refinery late Tuesday declared an emergency beyond its control, shutting down a third of the country's fuel supply. It said it was, quote, temporarily shut down due to the civil unrest and disruption of supply routes. Beijing said nine Chinese workers were among 12 people killed Wednesday by a bomb attack in northwestern Pakistan and called for severe punishment, but Islamabad has blamed the explosion on a gas leak. The bus was carrying around 40 Chinese engineers, surveyors, and mechanical staff to a hydropower dam construction site. Pakistan is Beijing's closest regional ally, but the security of Chinese workers has long been a concern. Large numbers of them are based in the country to supervise and build infrastructure projects. Pakistan's foreign ministry in a statement said the bus, quote, plunged into a ravine after a mechanical failure, resulting in a leakage of gas that caused a blast. Meanwhile, a China foreign ministry spokesman expressed his, quote, shock and condemnation over the bombing. He urged Pakistan to severely punish those responsible and protect Chinese nationals and projects. New COVID-19 cases per day in the U.S. have doubled over the past 3 weeks, driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, lagging vaccination rates, and 4th of July gatherings. Infections jumped to an average of about 23,600 a day on Monday, up from 11,000 on June 23rd. All but two states, Maine and South Dakota, reported that case numbers have risen over the past 2 weeks. Some parts of the country are running up against deep vaccine resistance. And the death toll from a fire at a hospital coronavirus ward in Iraq has climbed to at least 92. The Iraqi state news agency made the announcement Tuesday as anguished family members bury their loved ones and lashed out at the government over the tragedy. The blaze erupted Monday and was the second catastrophic fire in less than 3 months to kill hospitalized COVID-19 patients in Iraq. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.